This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado health officials have confirmed 11 new presumptive positive cases of the novel coronavirus. Five are in the high country and the rest in metro Denver counties. There are now 44 cases and one indeterminate case. The CDC has to confirm all test results. Colorado regulators will seek an $18 million penalty against Occidental Petroleum for a home explosion in Firestone nearly 3 years after it killed Mark Martinez and his brother-in-law, Joey Irwin. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission's Jeff Robbins says it's the largest penalty ever sought against an oil and gas company in Colorado.
We know it won't ever mean that the Martinez family will have their loved ones returned, but with today's decision, we are using every tool possible to be able to avoid any future tragedies.
The company can dispute the fine at a hearing next month. A month-long count of people experiencing homelessness in Jefferson County found it's much more prevalent than previous one-day surveys had indicated. Denverite's Donna Bryson says officials counted nearly 1,000 people without housing last summer.
People who provide homelessness services outside Denver say the numbers underscore what they're seeing, that poverty is also a suburban problem.
Census data show household incomes in Jefferson County have not kept pace with the rising cost of housing. 61 degrees and sunny for Grand Junction. It's currently 45 and mostly cloudy skies for Denver. This is CPR News.